Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Froggy the Gator. I'm so glad you're here with us today, and I'm so glad you're listening to our show. And we've got a very special episode today, requested by a listener. But first, I want to start out this episode with a little joke from the audience. Are you ready? Today's joke comes from our listener, Cade, who is 5 years old, and I'm gonna have to just take a moment to compose myself before I read the joke, because I was laughing so hard at this joke when I first read it earlier. Are you prepared? Are you ready for this? Okay, here's Cade's joke. It's a question joke, and the question is, how does a penguin build its house? How does a penguin build its house? I'll let you think for a second. Do you have an answer? How does a penguin build its house? And the answer is, it glues it together. It glues it together. Cade, I can't believe it. A pun, it glues and igloo, like the houses that are made out of ice. So the penguin lives in an igloo, but it glues it together. It's amazing. I hope all of you kids out there are not laughing too hard from that joke. I hope your sides stay intact, because that, Cade, was an absolute doozy of a joke. Bravo. And now, let's get into today's episode, which was inspired by an idea from one of our listeners named Shelby. It was a beautiful sunny day in Gator Grove. It was springtime, and the leaves were starting to grow on all the trees, that light green color that just makes everything feel so alive and fresh. And it was a special day besides the beautiful spring weather, too. Why was it special? Well, it was a certain someone's birthday. Whose birthday was it, you ask? Why, today it was none other than Froggy the Gator's furry, four-legged friend, Buddy the Gator's birthday. And if you don't remember, although you probably do, who Buddy the Gator is, Buddy is the Gator family's golden retriever dog, and today he was turning 1 year old. Dad, Froggy said as he ran downstairs from his bedroom, excited to start the birthday festivities. Today's the day! Today's the day! It's Buddy's birthday! Where is he? Froggy shouted. I want to be the first one to wish him a happy one-year-old birthday. And Buddy must have heard Froggy's shouting, because as soon as Froggy could turn around, there was young Buddy, wagging his tail and smiling ear to ear. The dogs can smile too, you know. And Froggy gave Buddy a big hug, then stood up and faced back to his dad. This is going to be the most fun day for Buddy ever. You hear that, Buddy? Froggy said to his furry friend. Today is your birthday, and that means today we are going to do all of your favorite things. That's right, son, Daddy the Gator said. Now, Froggy, as the planner of this special day, do you have all of Buddy's favorite activities picked out? What's going to be first? Well, said Froggy to his dad, I think we all know the kind of stuff that Buddy likes, and it's all on the agenda for today. And first things first, we gotta get Buddy some of his favorite breakfast. I got that covered already, Daddy the Gator said to Buddy and Froggy, and he stepped back from the stove to reveal a huge pan of delicious, crispy bacon. Now, we know we try not to feed Buddy human food, even though he loves it, so I have some of this real bacon for you, Froggy, and I have some Beggin' Strips bacon for Buddy. Here you go, boy. And Daddy the Gator dropped some dog bacon on the ground, which Buddy eagerly ate up. After breakfast, it was time for the rest of the festivities to begin. Froggy, Mommy and Daddy the Gator, Baby the Gator, and Buddy the Gator all loaded into the car to head to the park. That's right, the park, which is where all of Buddy's favorite activities take place. Or most of them, anyway. When they got there, Froggy laid out his plan. Okay, everyone. To celebrate Buddy the Gator's birthday, we're going to do all the things he likes to do. That means, first, we're going to play a family game of fetch. So Froggy grabbed out some tennis balls from the car, and Buddy immediately knew what was happening. He jumped and barked and smiled as Froggy pulled back and launched a tennis ball as far as he could, probably 100 yards, honestly, way ahead into a field in the park. But he jetted off after the ball and immediately brought it back to Froggy. "Great throw, son. My turn," Daddy the Gator said, and Daddy the Gator got the ball from Buddy and threw it even farther than Froggy did. The game of fetch lasted maybe 10 minutes or so, and then Buddy was clearly starting to get tired. "Okay," Froggy said, "Operation Buddy's birthday is off to a great start. Next, now that we've gotten some exercise, it's time to go see the turtles." Now, if you don't know about the park near Froggy's house, there's a huge, beautiful pond attached to it. And he liked to go down there with Baby the Gator and Buddy the Gator and look out at the water. The good news for Buddy, and the reason Buddy liked the pond so much, is that A, there was fresh water there that he could drink, although Daddy the Gator made sure to tell Froggy and Baby the Gator that they shouldn't drink it, and B, there were a ton of turtles in the pond who liked to get out on the logs and the rocks and sit in the sun to warm their bodies up. And Buddy liked looking at the turtles as much as the kids did, and today, they were all in luck. Since it was such a sunny day, and since turtles are cold-blooded reptiles, which means their bodies are kind of like batteries that are fueled by the sun, and they were all lined up on one particular log, warming up and getting their energy. "Wow," Froggy said as he looked out at the turtles, "look at how they're all lined up like that. They're lined up in order of size. The biggest turtles have the best spots. Why is that, Dad?" "Well," Daddy the Gator replied, "the big turtles are big enough to push the little ones out of the way. That's why." They all looked at the turtles for a few minutes, and Buddy the Gator got some much-needed water, and then it was time for the last activity. "Okay, everyone," Froggy said, "to commemorate the first birthday of our friend Buddy the Gator, the last activity is donuts." That's right, it was time for donuts, because what's a birthday party without something a little sweet? And as luck would have it, there was a cafe right beside the park that specialized in donuts for people and for dogs. It was called Doggy Donuts, and it was one of Buddy the Gator's favorite places to go with his family. So they put on Buddy's leash, just to be safe, of course, since Buddy the Gator was even more excited today than usual, and they walked the short walk over to Doggy Donuts. When they got there, everybody got their favorite kind of donut. Froggy got a chocolate frosted donut with sprinkles. Daddy the Gator got a bear claw, of course. Mommy the Gator got a pink frosted donut with sprinkles. Baby the Gator got his white powder sugar covered donut specialty. And Buddy the Gator got, you guessed it, a maple syrup and bacon flavored donut. "What a great day," Froggy the Gator said, as his family sat outside in the shade and enjoyed their donuts. "Have you had a good birthday, Buddy?" Froggy asked his four-legged friend. And Buddy didn't need to say anything in response. He just quickly lapped up his donut, smiled his big dog smile again, and wagged his tail as Froggy pet his head. The end.